Good morning, I'm Rashan Gidwani. It's Thursday, the 12th of January, 2023. In our trade of the day, Phillips Security Research Analyst Zane Awe has a sell recommendation for Pinduoduo. The sell price is $94.09. The stop loss is $104.30. And you can take profit at $71.30. The Straits Times Index rose 0.3% or 8.60 points to 3,271.51 on Wednesday. Most key Asian markets also closed higher. Hong Kong's Hang Seng, Japan's Nikkei 225, South Korea's KOSPI, and the FTSE Bursa Malaysia KLCI rose between 0.2% and 1%. In Singapore, among the stocks to watch is Marco Polo Marine. Wall Street's main indexes opened higher on Wednesday as focus shifted to a key inflation reading due later in the week, which would provide clues on how aggressive the Federal Reserve's monetary tightening could be this year. Marco Polo Marine has signed a landmark memorandum of understanding with Namsung Shipping Co. Ltd. and Ha Energy Co. Ltd. to jointly pursue synergistic offshore wind vessel operations in South Korea. According to Marco Polo Marine, the signing of the MOU, which follows its expansion into Taiwan and Japan, marks a milestone entry into another major offshore wind market in Asia. Fund managers in Singapore are upbeat about Asian equity and credit markets in 2023, going by a survey that polled more than 50 C-suite and key personnel from fund houses with combined assets under management of some $30 trillion globally late last year. The survey, conducted by the Investment Management Association of Singapore, asked the asset managers for their end of 2023 market calls, and the area that drew the strongest consensus was the outlook of the MSCI AC Asia ex Japan Index. One of Australia's most ambitious renewable energy projects has entered into voluntary administration after shareholders couldn't come to a consensus on the future direction and funding of the plan to power Singapore using a 4,200-kilometer submarine cable. The $30 billion Australian Sun Cable, backed by billionaire climate crusader Mike Cannon Brooks and iron ore magnate Andrew Forrest, will likely seek expressions of interest for a recapitalization or sale of the entire business, the company said Wednesday. Singapore Post says it will be acquiring an additional 37% interest in Australian services provider Freight Management Holdings for 175.4 million Singapore dollars. This brings SingPost's total stake in FMH to 88% from 51% previously. Tesla is close to sealing a preliminary deal to set up a factory in Indonesia, according to people familiar with the matter, as Elon Musk's electric vehicle pioneer looks to capitalize on the Southeast Asian nation's reserves of key battery metals. The plant would produce as many as 1 million cars a year, the people said, in line with Tesla's ambition to have all its factories globally reach that capacity. Staff at Goldman Sachs are bracing for news on whether they will keep their jobs on Wednesday as the U.S. investment bank begins a sweeping cost-cutting drive that could see its 49,000-strong global workforce shrink by thousands. The long-anticipated jobs cull at the Wall Street titan, expected to represent the biggest contraction in headcount since the financial crisis, is likely to affect most of the bank's major divisions, with its under-fire investment banking arm facing the deepest cuts, a source told Reuters this month. Twitter was accused of carrying out a sham redundancy process and threatened with lawsuits by UK staff targeted by mass firings following Elon Musk's takeover of the social media giant. Law firm Winkworth Sherwood said Twitter had behaved unfairly and without regard for English law when it took moves to fire staff late last year. Verily, Alphabet's life sciences unit is cutting 15% of jobs as it eliminates some programs and streamlines operations. More than 200 jobs will be eliminated, Verily said after announcing the layoffs in a blog post on Wednesday.